Okay, still to come, Andy Kendi and Tom Chattel. Nebraska tonight plays host to Michigan. 6 o'clock tip-off. Jason Benetti in the house on ESPN2. Wolverines are a 7-point favorite. This is not the same Michigan team that won the Big Ten title last year. They still have tons of size, and Hunter Dickinson came back for another year at 7'1". Do I say, and Michigan has owned Nebraska in their own building, do I say a must kind of win for Nebraska? The struggles last week shooting the basketball. They're at home. They'll get a little bit of juice from a sold-out crowd. Juwan Howard is in the house. Jumpman has arrived.
December 7th, so early for a must win.
I'm looking at Auburn on the 10:30 on Saturday morning. Oh, boy.
That's early.
It's a part of a showcase in Atlanta.
Okay.
And, when you're good, you get the nice time slot.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Pearl wants to get in and out of Atlanta. Who can we play? Oh, let's play Nebraska. I don't know. I think tonight is kind of – tonight's important. You're back home. You can't have a clunker.
At least got to have a good showing.
Yeah, shoot the ball better if that's possible. Stay out of foul trouble. And this is not a Michigan team that's going to turn you over. Nebraska doesn't turn the ball over willy-nilly. But Michigan doesn't force you into a lot of turnovers. I think Nebraska has to play really well tonight. I don't think they can come home and look very, very poor, miss a bunch of threes as they live and die by them. I think this is a rather significant game tonight for Nebraska. We'll talk a little bit coming up in the next hour. On the assistant coaching front, nothing for Nebraska. But LSU made a really, really good hire. Now, this is somebody whose name kind of got thrown around. The offensive coordinator names are known. Offensive line coaches potentially are known. There hasn't been much mention about running back. Ron Brown is on the road with Scott Frost and Mickey Joseph in Louisiana today. But Frank Wilson, he is the McNeese State head coach and former LSU assistant, is going to be joining Brian Kelly's staff. That's a really good hire. He's a very good recruiter in the state of Louisiana. So Brian Kelly makes his first major hire. All right, 2 more hours to go when we come back, a little bit more on Cruton. And as we try and put things together, I said this at the end of the show yesterday, we're not going to be able to agree on what's good for an offensive coordinator at Nebraska. Yesterday, we discussed Graham Harrell. Graham Harrell is 36 years old. Well, let's discuss another name that is the name of the day from the University of Virginia. And if we can read any tea leaves into what Nebraska wants to do offensively, we'll do that when you return. It's a Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone.